How's it going? Spencer back here again with Charlie, who's showing off his NBA card collector that he made for his final project.
Yeah, so I'll just give you a little introduction. You have to register first with an account, so I'll call CS Video the username, and I'll make the password password 1.
Classic.
Password 1. And then as I register, you'll see it's taken to my homepage, where I have points at 50,000. Mm-hmm. My username's displayed here. My collection value is 0 because I don't yet have any players. And my net worth is 50,000 because it's the sum of my points and my collection value. Gotcha. So with my 50,000 points, I can go and open packs. And I can buy a pack for 5,000 points.
And what's inside the pack?
There's a player, a random NBA player, as you'll see. So if I click on him, it'll be displayed. This was a very bad player. You'll see I lost a lot of money.
His older brother's not too bad, though.
True. So, I wish I would have gotten him. I can open again, and maybe I'll get someone better. It looks like no. I'm going to keep trying, test my luck. That one's a little bit better. You'll see he's worth more than the pack costs. Mm. And so if I go home, I'll see all my players displayed here. Let's say I don't want Thon Maker anymore. I can click on him and sell him. And I can continue to play. I sell for a little less than the value, as you see.
Yeah, so how do you calculate that and why?
Yeah. So the value is 1,400, and I can sell for 99% of that. I did that so that players are incentivized to collect rather than only sell. If it was the same, why would you ever keep a player? At the same time, however, it's a balancing act, because if you sell for points, you're able to use those points to open up more packs. And your net worth is actually a combination of your points and your collection value. Gotcha. And you'll see over time, as you get more and more points, you're displayed on the leaderboard. So I'm not sure exactly. We're in 40th place right now, which isn't too great. Up here in first place is Brian.
Yeah, Brian, yeah. You.
I can log into Brian's account. I actually know it to give you a little overview of what a good account would look like. And you'll see the best player in the game is actually David Malin. Mm. He's worth this much money. And the way I calculated the value, actually.
Best center in the game.
Exactly.
We all know,
He's a big boy. And the way I calculated the value is I actually took the overall right here of the player, subtracted it by the median overall, which is 78, and then I multiplied that by 400 to create a very big or very small negative number, and I added 5,000, which was the median of value of a player and the cost of a pack. So you'll see David Malin, is worth a lot. Yeah. But if you go back home and go down here, this guy is worth barely anything.
I feel bad that he just became this guy.
I know, exactly. I don't even really know how to say his name. Jalen LeCue, I would guess.
So if you were to add anything else to this platform, what else would you add?
Oh, let me think about that. Yeah. I would say somebody suggested today they wish they could open the pack and just sell him right away. I think that'd be a pretty good feature. I also think on the home screen, it would be helpful if you could maybe select players and sell all of them at once instead of having to manually go and click on the player and then sell them. I would also, if I had more time, just throw in as many possible players into my database. I have 250 at the moment, but I could always use more.
Of course, of course. And then obviously the inspiration behind this.
Right.
You seem to be an NBA fan, judging.
Yeah, I've got my Warriors hoodie on. Gotcha. They're not doing too hot this year.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But you still got Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. Yeah. My inspiration mostly came from being a huge NBA fan. I used to play NBA 2K a lot, online PS4 video game.
Yeah.
And they had a pack opening sequence similar to this. I actually got the data for the images. That was a good pull.
Yeah, there you go.
I got the data for the images from NBA 2K.
Nice.
Except for him, who I made myself.
Yeah.
I linked each of them to the database that contained all the images, and then I was able to get the overall and the team from that same database.
Interesting. Wonderful. Yeah. Would there be any kind of idea of making this more like an open social kind of environment where people could trade it?
Totally. Like, I would love to implement some trading things going on. The leaderboard is the most social it gets.
Yeah.
As you'll see,
Brian is
really destroying everybody.
Classic.
But I'm able to send out this link to friends and they can play and register their own accounts and see where they get on the leaderboards. I'd love a trading. I'd also love another feature if I could click on Emma and see what her collection looks
That'd
like.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe I'll implement that in the future.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for sharing, Charlie.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to kick back to Veronica and a special guest.